Hey, everybody, I'm Lois.
I'm Lane.
And I'm a punk rocker, yes, I am.
Hey! Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
That song has been on fucking repeat in this house since it came out.
You know, you don't get to do that when you give it a 3 out of 5, Michael.
Hey, I will.
That's what this episode's going to be today.
Yeah, it's going to be. Change my mind.
It's a You're 2-on-1.
I'm getting dogpiled here by both of these guys.
Can't believe that.
Welcome back, listener. It's been a hot minute. If you were following anything on social media, the reason we kind of went away for a second was two things. It's summer.
He gave it a 6 out of 10.
Stop. Just wait. Just fucking wait. Okay? We'll get there. And I threw my back out, but I'm a lot better now. We're getting back to it. I can actually sit down back in the studio. So thank God to Karush Saxton at Omni Manual Therapy.
You're shouting him out.
Nice. I'm shouting him out. Nice. That guy got me walking again. It was a lot of osteopath is not for people who there's a lot of touching and a lot of.
I thought it would be like Reiki where there's no touching.
No, there's a lot of may I touch you here and you need to undo your pants.
It's nice to ask.
He was very, very. He was
instead of just grabbing your ass.
He considered
it's
my.
It's all
consent.
In your penis, Mike. I'm gonna have to get it out.
Oh. Don't. This is new age. Just deal with it.
Yes,
I wore a button fly today.
Yeah, I saw a massage therapist, a chiropractor, then an osteopath. Finally worked.
Holy
hell
shit.
Yeah!
And then just like Jimmy has been telling me, just do your stretches.
That's
every
all you
day.
Can do.
I stretch out.
It's insane how important it really is.
Oh my God!
Annoyingly important.
I was going to tell you this earlier, and I feel it's better to tell people now because it's funnier that everyone's going to hear this. So like, I work in an office, right? Work at United Rentals, doing the whole movie rental thing. You guys heard me talk about it before, but I sit all fucking day long, right? Yeah. And in my head for years, I'm like, well, when you're sitting, you're relaxed. So that must mean your body's at rest, right?
It's
You're sitting. You're not being active.
Yeah.
But all this new age bullshit about like sitting is the new smoking is fucking true.
It is.
Those people haven't tried smoking, let me tell you.
Okay, sure.
Because it is fun.
It is great.
It's so much fun.
But it's damaging. Your body doesn't want to be sitting.
Your hip flexors
it's not
are
made
flexed.
For that.
Your
it's
obliques
just
not are
made.
It's not. Yeah. There's so.
At one point, we were hunters.
Right?
So just sitting all day is definitely telling your
with
body.
With like tech neck and like slunched forward.
Yeah.
So like I just stood up from the chair and tweaked my back and then couldn't walk for 4 days. It's always the dumbest thing.
You have been sitting at a standing desk though, yeah?
Therein lies the joke. Jimmy is correct about that. I have a standing desk, which I sit at.
That huge chair.
It's a giant fucking oversized.
3 feet off the ground.
The chair's actually too tall for when it's in the sitting position, so he's over it.
Sit on the big comfy couch, guys.
Wow.
Like, that's me. I'm just like, there's no room for, like, you just out. You're like, oh, this is all cozy.
We're going to get him a ball.
Yeah, so now I stand at the standing desk.
There you
at
go.
At least for a while.
Well, I think for a good long time.
Yeah.
Like,
good.
Because you just got us. So anyways, that's where we were, but we're back. And you can clearly tell that Jimmy's ready to pull every...
6 out of 10.
This is...
what 3 out of 5 means, Mike.
I know what it means. I was told there'd be no math on the exam. This whole entire episode is about Superman. We all saw it the same weekend. And it was kind of funny because like I was at Folk Fest.
Saw it before us.
So yeah, how did this go, Charles? Tell them.
It was so funny.
I messaged you. You got tickets so early.
Yeah, I got tickets the day they came
Minute
out.
Of.
And I was like, Mike, do you want a ticket? And he's like, well, I'm going to Folk Fest that weekend, so probably not. I was like, okay, that's fair, whatever.
Yeah, I bowed out early.
And then even like the week leading up to it, you were like, let me know. I'll see it when Folk Fest, like I'll see it after, the week after, essentially. And then the day before, me and Jimmy are literally texting each other, hyping each other all week.
Oh, it's this.
This guy texts our group text and he's like, so I'm going tomorrow at 4:30, actually. And we were going at like 7. I'm like, what are you talking about? How the fuck did that happen?
Well, I realized
that was funny.
I'd fucked up and booked off the way I thought our original shift was, but then our shift changed so that Kelly and Chad could work, and we just did a switch change. So a shift change.
A shit change.
Yeah. So I had the afternoon off, and then I was like, Shauna, you don't need to sit here and listen to me tell you all the backstory on this one. Like, this one's new for everybody.
Yeah, right.
So
right,
I won't be annoyed that you don't know what the fuck is going on.
Because you don't know.
Because I don't know. So let's go see it together.
Yeah.
And everyone doesn't know.
And we had a blast. And yeah, so that's how it went. But I was like, I was like, let's go.
It was so funny.
Because Shauna goes, are they going to see it too? I said, yeah, but we're going before them.
Yeah. You piece of shit.
Yeah. That's the joke. Show.
I was the one who was like, I don't know, Henry Cavill. I don't know. And then I'm like, first one in fucking line.
I can't believe that you didn't get a bucket.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Did you get the...
We got the Daily Planet news box.
Okay.
Yeah.
At Landmark, it was the Fortress of Solitude.
They had them all, but they only had the mail, like the newspaper box on display.
There was
so we
no
didn't
newspaper
know.
At Landmark.
Really?
Yeah. It was just the Fortress of Solitude cup.
So we had the opposite. They had the other ones. You just had to ask because we finally saw someone ask, and he brings them all out. I'm like, why would you only have one on display?
Right.
They had the Fast X popcorn buckets on display.
I told Jimmy, they're fucking 12's the next one, and they still can't get rid of those.
They had those.
They're like $4. They're like, I even looked at it.
People will pay $4 for a 25-cent piece of plastic.
I told Jimmy at that point, throw them in the garbage. It's a write-off.
You didn't buy one?
Is that going to make you guys go bankrupt?
It's Superman Day, and they didn't think to put all of these out. They would have sold out instantly.
They were all behind the counter. It was so weird.
They had the Karate Kid ones and the Fast X ones. Karate Kid at least just came out.
Yeah.
Fans working in a movie theater.
That doesn't make any sense.
Hide collectibles. What
no,
the fuck?
That one specifically.
But the employees are being told to get rid of these because they have another option.
Clear the shit out.
Just give them away.
Just give them to family.
Well, it was even like when Jurassic Park came out, they had their own ones. Again, same thing behind the counter, but on those like aisles was the Paddington 2 popcorn boxes.
Well, hold on.
Those are great, don't get me wrong, but it's because
again, best movie on the planet.
They're trying to get rid of them, and I was like, guys, this isn't how you're supposed to do this.
Right.
Like the new product's gonna go out there.
It's release day.
Yeah.
So we picked up the mail, or we picked up the newspaper box ones, and I think that would have been the one I picked regardless.
You know what? So
I would have picked that one if
I
had
really.
It.
Yeah.
I was telling Jimmy I really wanted the one where he's on the outside and
he's
lasering
the
popcorn.
Lasers, yeah,
it's cool. But that thing was like so. I ended up getting the cup that's his suit over the cup, and it has that like texture, whatever. It's got the cape.
Yeah.
I got that and the popcorn box. And
is that the one where you lift up the cape and his penis pops out?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's where the juice comes out.
Yeah, that's how you fill the butter.
How you drink the cup.
But I got the cup and that popcorn bucket, the Daily News, which is really cool. It's really cool. And it was the same cost of getting that one popcorn bucket. So in my, I'm like, I think I made the better choice. Like,
that's best pop for your corn.
That's my best.
If I was with you guys, here's how this all plays out. I go with Shauna, we get up to the counter, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I'm like, how much? Under my breath, right? Because Shauna's paying attention to the drink machine.
Yeah.
And then the lady's like, with or without a combo? And I'm like, well, without, because we're not getting the combo. And she's like, $25. Shauna turns around, she's like, no. If I was with you guys, FOMO would have kicked in, and I'd have blown $25 and come home. Well, so Shauna was, she's like, just save it for fucking snacks later.
It was so funny, and that's literally me and Jimmy were in opposite, like we were in line side by side, and that's basically what happened. When we both found out, we both went, awesome. I thought it was going to be way more.
I thought it'd be like $50.
Yeah, and that's what I was willing to pay. That's why I got the cup too, because I was willing to pay $50.
Oh, I was going to pay this.
How much is the cup plus this? And she was like $46. I'm like,
deal.
Cool.
That's girl. That's girl math, Jimmy.
You're damn right.
You're like, it's $25 instead of $50. I'm buying it.
I'm saving
$25. Yeah, I planned on this.
But we had to. It feels like one of those things where we're going to want to remember it forever.
I was going to say, too, I was like...
I was there.
I nerd out with these... Well, and that's the thing. When
I
you
hadn't
look
been
at
to
it,
an opening day in so... Like a first...
Yeah.
First showing opening day.
Well, like Barbie Oppenheimer, but...
Yeah, but I was the late show.
True.
I'm talking 4:30,
we didn't go
right?
First
Yeah, we
thing.
Went... We did like the...
We
I
did
think
the
it was
first
like a
IMAX.
One show of Barbie... No, we did the... The one show of Oppenheimer, because I'm also like, I want to end on something
fun. We did the
fun.
12 and then the 7.
And then we did Barbie at 7.
But there was a 10, and there was also a 9, a 12, and a 4:30.
Honestly, I wasn't this hype since like Endgame, probably, is like what I felt, because it was a lot of like, we're going to see something we haven't seen before, and I also don't know what's going to happen.
Honestly,
and it's cool to feel it like that with Superman.
So you think it was for Endgame?
I'm trying to think, was the last time was this hyped?
What about you, Mike?
For an opening day?
Yeah, when was the last time you were this excited to go see
something?
Force Awakens.
Force Awakens was a big one.
And then pre-Force Awakens was Phantom Menace in the parking lot at St. Vitale.
That's pretty cool.
Because that's when we parked. It was summertime.
Yeah.
I threw a Frisbee to Chewbacca. Like, things were things were happening.
I was telling Jimmy, I was second in line for Spider-Man 3, because in my brain... this is the first time we're getting live action Venom, and Venom
still my favorite.
Still, and the Spider-Man series was on fire at that point. So you know, we all thought
this is gonna be sick.
Yeah. Second in line, I got at Saint Vitale. This it was a midnight. This is when they didn't even do
the pre ones.
The first showing was midnight.
The 24-hour clock.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
You were on military time, bitch.
I got there at like 1 p.m. because I took school. I took like I had school in the morning and then went straight. Took the bus from FRC right to Saint V. And or no, sir, it was university. I called in sick. That's what it was.
Hell yeah.
I did all my assignments, said I wasn't there, blah, blah, blah. Took the bus from my parents' place, Fort Richmond, all the way to Saint Vitale. I get there and there's one other guy in line, and he's got comics, all this shit, and I'm there. Yeah, and
I've been out nerded.
I was there from like 2 until, and then my buddies came at like 5.
Yeah,
and then I was able to like go.
That's camping
take
style,
a shit
yeah.
and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Thank
came
God.
Back.
Thank
yeah,
you. I've been
yeah.
in my Depends all afternoon.
I don't know what that's.
That
you
was
get
probably
a stadium,
the last one,
buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. like, yeah. It's like essentially, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, people
so.
Did that for the P. Diddy case, hey?
Jesus
they
Christ.
They got paid
Mike.
To hold lines for the media.
God damn it, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Mike remembers being excited about last.
Yes. Yes. The P. Diddy verdict.
The P. Diddy verdict.
And I called it. I
where
was
were
like,
you
fuckers
when
getting
P.
away.
Diddy. Who knew?
Like, where
who
were you fucking... when P. Diddy yeah. got away with it?
Yeah. Fuck 9/11. Where were you when P. Diddy got away with it?
I don't know about you guys, but for me, it was the new Batman.
Sure. Like Batman Begins?
Oh, no, that's stupid.
The Batman.
The Batman.
The
yeah.
Batman.
Okay, sure, yeah.
That one, too, because sorry, that was...
That's
89?
That was during COVID, so it was also, like, it, I remember going to that. I went to the IMAX premiere yeah. at Pola Park, and they gave you a poster, they gave you a comic.
Yeah.
I told Jimmy, I'm like, I think they might do that for us. No.
There was no
nothing.
Poster, no comic.
There was nothing. I think in the States...
We got a poster for Nosferatu.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
I got the Willem Dafoe poster.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So we'll start. I think we'll start with Jimmy because pre-recording all of this, like we've talked about this on the show before where Jimmy was like he's been noted saying that
this is the greatest.
This is
going to
be
the
greatest
ever.
Ever. And that I was going to jump ship fully and completely. Shout out to you, Gord Downie.
But you fought it.
I didn't fight it. I mean, I
12.
Went 12 out of 24.
I do,
just
I do remember
my numbers.
So the thing that won me over right away, I was nervous just because
I was nervous too.
The handling
I was nervous
of,
for eating shit today.
12
the
out of
handling 20. Of Cavill Superman was really hard as a fan to just still push. Like I told Jimmy, one of the most frustrating things was the ending of Black Adam is he
yeah.
shows up in the bright blue and red. The first time we've seen that. And he's like, we got to talk. And then never
nothing
again.
Happens.
And it was like, this is stupid. Why
that's
wasn't that the whole movie?
They Harry Styles like, him.
They really,
yeah.
really did.
Yeah.
But that was where like the industry broke kayfabe, where all of a sudden the studio executive is like, fuck no.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
and then everything is shattered. And you're like, but this world you made me believe in and spend billions of dollars on is
why'd
just,
you let us do this?
Why'd you fucking jerk
even
me to all those conclusions?
Even Nolan bailed. Nolan was supposed to be the Kevin Feige for the Snyderverse.
Really?
If you look, he produced Man of Steel.
Yeah, yeah.
He was writing the
Syncope
whole
is,
arc of where
wow,
it was supposed
yeah.
to go. And then when he saw the first script for Batman versus Superman, he's like, I don't want to have a producing credit
sucks.
Anymore and I can't do this. Yeah. So that I remember being like, ugh.
And there is a very Nolan feel. A Man of Steel.
Yeah.
No, totally.
It fades
yeah.
into Snyderverse for Batman
yeah.
v
it's
Superman.
Hard to hear things.
The thing too is just like
Tom Hardy shows up for no reason.
Oh, they're in a crop. They're in a crop field at one point. They're yeah. at that cornfield at one point. Interstellar style.
Very.
Yeah. That's where
yeah.
they filmed it. That was his because what?
That was the cornfield.
Yeah, that was the cornfield.
They filmed him at the same time.
All right.
But
you
like,
wear a cape. You drive a car. We'll get two shots.
Seeing what Gunn did, the biggest mistake they did was Snyder should have just made Injustice. They should have said. Fuck a shared universe or whatever.
If you want all the characters.
We're going to do Injustice yeah. storyline because he's
it's right there.
And he's the perfect. He was perfect at that time to do it.
It could be a great
like,
one-off
series.
And it series.
Was a video game, so it's an IP.
Right. Like, well, and that's what I mean. Like, and the best scenes of anything, even the Snyder Cut, is the Injustice stuff.
Yeah.
And the fact that they gave us a longer scene with it, to me, was the best part of his cut. I would have just preferred him doing Injustice.
Because
that was the most interesting storyline.
It really was fun to all of a sudden
yeah.
cut from that
yeah.
to this futuristic
also, Superman,
dystopia.
A villain? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well,
well
that was
I
at
mean,
the time
right?
when
was,
that was the big thing, right? Like, Brightburn came out and...
Oh, and Breitbart
everything
was great,
about making Superman evil, James Gunn, so it would have been the perfect way to go with it, and it's just too late now.
Well, and also, too, was they kept alluding to that being... Remember, I think it's in Batman versus Superman. Batman, Bruce Wayne's passed out at the back computer, and the Flash just shows up in a portal.
Bruce!
And he's like, am I too soon or something? And I was like, and the whole point
that's
of that
good.
Was to set up Injustice. So you would think that would be where they go, and no.
No, it was just a dream.
No, it was so stupid.
What's the point, Zach?
Yeah. Okay, so tonally, what was the Superman like for Jimmy?
Oh, was this not the most hopeful thing you've ever watched in your whole life, Michael?
Right.
Do you not experience joy?
I do experience joy. I was smiling. I'm going to be on the defense all fucking day.
Yeah.
I should have wore pads for this.
12 out of 20.
12 out of 20.
That's insane.
It just keeps making it bigger so it seems worse.
Yeah. 24 out of 40, Mike.
I said in my, according to Jimmy, harsh review, that it was the most earnest and most accurate representation of Joel Schuster's Superman in form.
Ever.
Superman is always kind of, like, I mean, Reeves' Superman is our first, right?
Yeah.
But we haven't been back to that one. We've had the charming Superman. We've had the troubled Superman. In animation form, you always get the earnest Superman, but you haven't had it in live action yet. So, yeah. Super hopeful, super joyful, super earnest. Like, gosh darn it, gee willikers. Like,
oh my God,
what the hey, dude? What
right?
Is, yeah. Like, I like when he gets up from healing and he's just like, golly. Because he's just back. He's like, yeah, golly, that's
that
good.
That blast in the intro where he takes the sun from the robots.
Yeah, yeah. And like.
Like, all of that stuff is so lore and fun. And
We're going to be spoiling Superman today also, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, it's a full deep
dive.
There'll
be dive. A big banner on the poster,
but just
for this one.
Mike, you talked about it before when you mentioned to Shauna, like, there's nothing to explain to you. Like, they're going to do it all for us.
Exactly.
There's nothing to explain. There's no origin here. They're just going to do it. And the way they did it was perfect.
That opening was sick.
Oh, that intro was perfect.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
30 minutes ago.
Also ending with, and he just lost
his first
fight.
Battle.
You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So he's going to be a little fucked up.
That felt like the opening splash of a comic book to me and 100%. Not a superhero movie.
We didn't 100%. Need to see the before because he just beat the shit out of everyone. You there was nothing to see.
100%.
Superman flies and saves day.
The funny, I think, one of the coolest
end
things.
Roll.
End credits.
I believe the first set photo they ever released was Gunn, Lois Lane, and Superman not in costume.
Just hanging out having some
reading
fun.
The comics.
Yeah,
like reading the first Superman, reading what he wanted to base the story on.
All-Star.
Who's Superman number one was that? Do you think that they let them touch? they just buy that with the movie.
It's probably
a photocopy.
It's
a photo. It's stapled.
That'd be nuts.
No, but yeah.
Take that out of the seal.
But they read All-Star Superman, and you can really feel it there.
I think, again, like Gunn, one of the biggest things I think anybody making superhero stuff is you're faced with that superhero fatigue, because it is a thing.
Oh,
but,
Those are debate starting words.
No, it's Gunn, bad movie fatigue.
That's
it,
and
it's
that's
bad storytelling.
That's what Gunn said. Gunn said if there's superhero fatigue, it just means they're not doing it right. Because when they do it right, like
people,
and
like
he's
it.
Right. Like I want to see Hugh Jackman as '90s Wolverine gear again. I would not say no to that. You know, so he is right. And I think with Superman, he knew I don't even think the same way as Zack Snyder. So already it's going to be very different from what I want to do. And I think he did what we all want Superman to be, which is he clearly is a fan of the Christopher Reeve Superman. I mean, it has the opening scrawl the same way with the you know, the title.
Oh,
he paid
tribute to Donner.
The theme
hugely.
Is all throughout the movie. Like, I've been listening to the soundtrack all week.
Oh,
and
it's so good.
It's so good. Like, they know what Superman is. And one of my favorite shots in the whole movie, and something we never got in a long time, is when he saves the kids and then he's like, you guys all right? And the kids are literally like jumping into his arms because, like, it's Superman, right?
Or the guy with the street meat cart, there's always in a superhero comic
the real
book,
hero.
There's always a human that knows Superman, right?
Yeah.
Like a local neighborhood person of some sort.
It was very Spider-Man 2 on the train.
Yeah,
everybody just trying to help him.
If you
want to
get to him, you got to go through New York.
Right. Very much.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you for that amazing shot.
But yeah, like, it's, and again, that's, at the end of the day, like, Superman is the OG superhero. He's what all superheroes
aspire to
do. Is they're always the, like, they will always be there
a
for
moral
good.
Moral code, a compass.
Not Guy Gardner, baby.
No, oh, yeah, that was great. Sorry, you just got an upgrade, kid.
Spits
Fuck
on the
that
ground.
That's a really, That's a really great name. All right.
My nephews looked at me during that and they were like, because the middle finger. Yeah. Right. And they were like, man, I know he's a good guy, but he's a jerk. And I'm like, God, superheroes
can
be
right
jerks.
He is, buddy.
Superheroes can be jerks.
Do you know what's funny? So, like, they released the amount of money everybody got paid, right? So, Corin Sweat, Lois Lane, $750 yeah. each.
Holt, two mil.
Good
Holt, for him.
Holt's the new...
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. Marlon Brando got $1 million for, like, very little screen time.
Oh, my God. He probably
and he couldn't
even
read his fucking line.
Yeah. Cue cards all over the goddamn
set. He was on
set
for maybe an hour. Like, they got up an... Like, you
I
mean,
need to
like...
apologize, listener. I've just watched Godfather Coda, and I couldn't remember Marlon Brando's fucking name. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, it's a Marlon Brando-esque situation all over again.
Don't think that's true.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, I, you know what? That was another thing that was so fucking, it blew me away, was Nicholas Hoult's Lex Luthor was very good.
Hater of the year.
He was very good.
He's someone
he
you wanted
really
to cancel.
Good.
He was, like, he.
He started an international conflict just to kill Superman.
He is the most vindictive live action Lex Luthor.
He's like Russian
seen.
Propaganda.
He killed
in
a
human
dude.
Form.
He killed a dude in front of Superman.
He
that's
tortured
hardcore.
A dog.
Oh, yeah. I love when Jimmy's like, Jesus Christ.
Do you think? Do you think he paid? Do you think he paid those chimps? I mean,
oh no, he
did probably banging.
That was also
free.
Really. That was.
That
was
a,
you know what
that
was? That
was a lovely.
The
throw.
Snyder
that
Bros.
That was Gunn exactly being like, I got to give a little something to the Snyder Bros. That was fucking hilarious.
Hashtag super.
And Crypto's
shit.
Just chasing him. You know, I hate that one the most. people really. You know, it's funny. People had a lot of issues with. Like a lot of reviews I read was like, oh, like Superman's such a baby. He's so emotional. But that's the whole point, is that he's not emotional. It's
did they not watch the movie?
He's his monologue says everything at the end. Like,
yeah,
he's
that's
more
what
human.
You mean.
Right. Like, and the funny thing is you're telling me right now, if you knew the people hated you so much specifically and had a hashtag, it wouldn't irk you. It's just nice seeing that.
This was his first time being
and he's human.
Challenged.
He's also, yeah.
also
human. Like
that
that's a human thing.
That conversation to have Lois play his auntie instead of like, I'm gonna do an interview with you, but I'm gonna interview you. I'm not Lois. We haven't been dating for 3 months.
Yeah. I'm a reporter.
I'm a reporter. Yep. And to watch that and to give that side of the argument, which is what is always questioned about Superman. Like it's nice to see because that grounded Superman, instead of being an altruistic, all good encompassing person, there is drama around him.
Yeah,
there is conversation around him. And that's what would happen in today's society. Right.
Also,
so it gives you that contemporary feeling instead of that fantastical universe that's Iron Man or, you know, Thor. Like it's
boo.
Thor's okay.
It was I read the same things in the reviews also.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of the things that they hated on also too. I love the most obvious one is if the hope and good of this movie affected you negatively in any way, then
there's
you're just
something
a racist.
Wrong with you.
Yeah, you're clearly a bigot, I guess.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty black
and
white
and
story.
You're really making it seem like do you not know like Superman?
No,
like
they don't,
Superman's
Charles.
Always that's what he does.
And if they've seen these
he
old
saves a fucking squirrel.
That's right.
Yeah.
If saves a fucking squirrel.
And if they have watched these movies and if they have read the comics, then they have absolutely no media literacy whatsoever.
Well, and what's funny is Gunn again, he's such an intelligent writer that even the dialogue with Guy Gardner and Mr. Terrific, when he's like, I thought we could save it and maybe study it. And he's like, man, like everyone's like, stop being a bitch. Basically is what they're saying to Superman. Right. So again, that to me was all the people that are like
an intergalactic
he's so emotional.
Zoo.
Yeah. Intergalactic zoo. Or like, we didn't have to make it so like morbid how we killed them. Right.
Well, and they also,
but that's Superman.
That's Superman.
But it's the first time too, where like, okay, so Diane Lane and Kevin Costner playing the Kents in our last iteration, right?
Yeah.
And you're really not getting a, like, there's no one, I don't think anybody really
oh, surely
knows.
Kevin Costner won't just be a weird little cameo in this movie.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you really got his grounded nature when you met Ma and Pa Kent, right? Like, they were
They're in the movie less than.
Well, you can see why
were.
He is
you
the way
see,
he
exactly.
is.
Exactly. It was a great representation of his
where
upbringing.
Where Henry Cavill
right?
still feels like a fucking alien.
And what is the mom?
Exactly.
What is Martha? She says the funniest thing, too.
I'll go
she's
get
like,
Martha?
Big mush, big mush.
Big
oh, he's
mush.
Just a big mush. He's the emotion. But he clearly has a close bond with his dad.
Of
so
course.
It makes sense why he has that same emotional intelligence
the
as
the dude
his dad.
Who played Pa Kent.
Constantine.
What, brief.
What?
That's the priest in Constantine. The priest in Constantine that drowns himself?
What?
Yeah, that's him.
It's bizarre.
Dude, isn't that wild? As soon as he came on screen, I was like, holy fucking shit.
It's Pruitt Taylor Vince.
He's great.
They were fantastic.
He was
and
great.
Neva Howell played the Ma and Pa Kent. But like that,
she was funny.
It was those things in the story that always reinforced why Superman is the way he is, right? Where you're right, Jimmy. Like, as much as I love Cavill, he was an alien. He never
felt like he was part of that family or even a person.
I also didn't really see, I didn't feel, oh, life is very precious with Henry Cavill.
No!
You didn't get that, whereas, like I said,
like he wanted everyone to die.
Or he was like, yeah, you know, some millions got to die to save a billion. That's not really Superman's
thing. That's not what Superman is.
Right, like,
he went for coffee with Thanos.
And Gunn even showed, like, you know, he saved a squirrel at one point, which is so funny.
He saved one person from a building that was going to squish them.
That's right.
And he stayed to make sure she got away.
Oh, and that's one of my favorite Lex Luthor lines in the movie is the what is it?
Envy
split.
Drives me.
It's like, oh, that's a great, great one. But it's when the split is about to hit the part of Metropolis where everyone is and they know they can't outrun. And even his own team is like,
oh,
they're
like,
going to die.
Yeah,
and he's like, let them. They chose their side. They chose him. I was like,
we'll stop it when it gets to a city
shit.
I care about.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was like, damn, like, that's a very malicious Lex Luthor.
He just wants Superman to die.
He will do whatever it takes to kill Superman.
That's the megalomaniacal. I want the world like that. That's the Mark Zuckerbergs. The Peter Thiels.
Well,
right?
And what he hates is that it's the fact that he's so good and righteous. Yeah. He's just like, well, it brings out the more evil. Because even when he's in the Fortress of Solitude, he's like, oh, I hate metahumans, but him. Him especially, and it's like because he's the Boy Scout.
And he created two metahumans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why and they're hearing that.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay,
I sacrificed myself for my humanity for you.
That's a great line, too.
Yeah. Like, okay, so Superman aced it. Corin Sweat nailed it.
He's fucking Superman.
Yeah, he's
like, got to
be Superman for a while here.
No shit. How did we like Brosnan as Lois Lane?
Rachel Brosnahan.
Brosnahan.
I thought it was Brosnan too.
Brosnahan.
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 Right. It is Brosnahan.
I thought it was Brosnan too.
Sorry, Lois.
I really liked her. I like
Rafe?
I really liked
Lois, man.
She was Margot. She reminded me of Margot Kidder a lot. She reminded me of Margot Kidder.
Absolutely.
And that's my Lois Lane. I like that she is a great journalist, and what makes her a great journalist is she's quick and she's snappy and like
I was just gonna say she's snappy.
She's good,
well,
man.
It. She knows the answer, but she's asking the questions that people are gonna want to know.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And also, she has those moments like with the coffee. She's dumping a whole thing of sugar in half a cup of coffee, and she still is
that,
like,
and that being a bit too. Like, they just keep looking. They're like, that's way too much.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Oh, can I also just throw to you? I know we're talking about Rachel, but I just love that he made a Jimmy that fucks.
Right?
This Jimmy
He's
Olsen fucks. She even asks, Jimmy, how do
Jimmy
you do
has
it?
A stalker.
How do you do it? How do you do it?
This girl's obsessed with
I just
with
ask
you?
Them questions and pay attention.
Fuck, that's funny.
And
that
that's,
was really great.
That's Gideon from
I know,
Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah. That's why it's funny seeing Righteous Gemstones and then him getting this.
He's great, man.
But
Skyler.
Skyler, the casting was top-notch.
Skyler Gazondo.
She was, again, and I loved Lois and Clark's dynamic. I love that he said, I love you. And he didn't even care to hear it back. He was just
he's like, here's
I love
how
you.
I feel.
I should have said this a long time ago. Okay, bye. And then the next time they see each other, she knows, like, I definitely love this guy. He even, when he comes out of the pocket universe, he literally looks at me, he's like, you came back for me. And he, like, passes, like, he's, like, passing out, right? Like, he's still, he really I felt the love between the two of them. Whereas Amy Adams and Henry Cavill, I felt like a mom concerned about an injured animal.
You can't get mad at a guy who's that earnest and at the same time can blast you with lasers to bits. Like, it's a punk rock combo, so to speak.
It's
right?
Very cool that Gunn is making the new punk rock as being kind. I think that's very awesome, and it's very Superman.
Well, and there was a lot of Superman. Like, if we're gonna be honest, there was a lot of like when they were like, "Yeah, Superman's an alien," and then they're tying it into the alien aspect of the shit that's going on in America right now, and having, and I was like, okay, this needs to be a success for Gunn. And while I 100% appreciate that conversation, at the same time, I'm so happy that people could get over their shit.
yeah,
and go see it because this popped for families, which means
yeah.
3 to 4 people went to go see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This popped for the nerds,
yeah.
who can be a toxic fan base, right?
Yeah,
if they don't get
sure.
what they fucking want.
Only the
want.
Worst people you know think this movie is woke.
Exactly, yeah. right? That's what I'm saying.
Well, of course it is woke, but
I don't care, but I go, I know what the culture is thinking, right? Well, so when you see that on the red carpet, you're just like, alienating the base. And then you hear 250 million opening weekend.
What I just mean is that the worst people you know are calling it woke
yeah.
in a bad way.
I agree.
Because
yeah,
they
yeah,
don't
yeah.
understand what that Superman's been woke since the 40s.
And it's not even woke. It's just Gunn was like, what? You know what?
You know
our
what
world
isn't. It's also kindness.
Who knew?
Yeah. Our world right now could really use a Superman, really.
Just I agree.
Like
we,
right?
Just
and
like
what,
we
what do you
Ted
think?
Lasso.
He, and what yeah. do you think Superman, yeah. one of the first things he'd do right now if he was here?
Probably
would
stop
a couple
war.
Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. A couple really bad wars going on right now. Probably would stop them. Probably wouldn't talk to leaders.
Probably would just do it.
Yeah. yeah. Smashed a couple tanks and.
And
nobody
oh my
got
God,
hurt.
He'd just
nobody
beat the
hurt.
Shit out of Elon and yeah. take 5 seconds.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine Elon being swung around? Like
just
being
throw him into the
you
sky.
You want to go to space, Elon? I'll fucking take you to space.
I sent Jimmy a really funny meme, and it's just a hand sketch, but it's a guy falling out of a building, and Superman's about to save him. And he goes, but don't save me woke, okay? Don't save me woke-like. Make it cool or something like that was the meme.
Right.
And I bursted out laughing. Bursted out laughing so hard.
We've said we all, I think we all appreciate the Luther. Nicholas Hoult's Luther's great. I think Nailed I love
it.
Watching Nicholas Hoult go to town.
He was really great.
He is really getting to spread his wings and be like the
and he does what Lex
range.
Does. Lex
yep.
is
yeah.
all about powerful dialogue.
Yep.
And I also really love you can tell he just loved being this character. Like
yeah.
when he's
well,
in,
who better
to break
to
bad.
Cast? Who
yeah.
better to cast than a guy
who
didn't
get
the part?
And they auditioned
Superman.
At the same time.
Yeah.
yeah.
But could okay
and
now
that's
knowing
what's good.
That now knowing that
I cannot picture Nicholas Hoult
can't.
As Superman
no,
at all.
No, I can't.
No,
I think they made the right choice.
I yeah. think so too, and I think Gunn was smart in if Luther is supposed to be the absolute negative to Batman,
the yin and the yang,
then it's really great that yeah. this guy lost Superman.
Right.
To the guy who was playing, and they saw each other, and right,
if
that's
you could put
hilarious.
A little bit of that into
hilarious.
It, right? Like
right.
you beat me out, so now I'm gonna put that into my character because.
Right.
I get to.
I hate
yeah.
I hate you.
yeah.
Want to know where I get my action from? You getting this fucking part.
And it's the idea of like, what if somebody took all that money and instead of creating Iron Man or being Batman, they were evil? And I really felt that with his Lex. Like,
absolutely.
Of course he has all these portals everywhere. Of course he has a fucking meta team of his own. Of course he made a clone of Superbad. His fucking purpose in life
doesn't
is
he,
to get rid of Superbad.
Doesn't he nonchalantly be like, yeah, I built a portal. Like, he's like, yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, he's like, I spent a team finding a pocket universe, and I have 28 of these around the world.
Yeah,
and you're
it's
like,
so nonchalant.
Yep, it's exactly how Tony would talk about, yeah, I made nanomachines,
yeah.
and they can do what I want with the suit, right? Like,
her blood is made out of nanomites, and she can change into any shape she
yeah.
wants.
It's also just setting a huge bar. Like, this is our first version of this Lex Luthor, and my God,
yeah.
Crypto even beat the shit out of him because he's so evil.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was great. But
side
like,
because Superman's not going to do that.
Well, and Crypto's a loyal dog. Again, he's not
yeah.
a good. When he says he's not a good dog, he's
not
he's just
good
not
dog.
Trained.
Yeah,
but he is a loyal dog, which is what a dog's supposed to be. So,
what
and
about?
Sorry,
that's
it was
right.
just if you look, it's Luther hits him on the chest like this. Then Crypto grabs him
yeah.
because you're touching my mat. You're touching
you're
my master,
touching
and man. You are fucking dead now. Yeah, because yeah.
So in honor of the Coldplay concert and
side
pieces hashtagging this week. What about our side characters? What about Guy Gardner, Hawk Girl, and Mr. Terrific? Like, I think the most underrated character out of all of this is Mr. Terrific. Is Edie like?
He was so cool.
He had no right being as fun and as
yeah,
like,
man.
He's like a superhero Q from James Bond, right?
And
like,
Gunn said that before the movie came out too. He said you're going to learn about Mr. Terrific and you're going to love him.
Well, and I love he gave Mr. Terrific one such a like Superman steals the show, but Mr. Terrific had a very cool scene when he brings Lois to the fucking where all Lex's people are,
yeah.
and he's
yeah,
just
yeah.
walking up to the portal yeah. and like he's like. What I think
it's just a smart one.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, it's just a
smart.
Hey,
it's
just a really smart one. And then they say like, you have two seconds to comply. And he's like, I was just gonna say the same to you. And then boom, one of the coolest action sequences, typical Gunn.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Cool.
Right.
And
yeah,
James and it's from Lois's perspective, which is neat. The whole fight is from Lois's perspective.
That's
we never
right,
go
yeah.
out of the bubble. We're in the bubble the whole time.
That's right.
Because we're Lois in that scene. We're, oh my God, we would need to be in that bubble.
Gardner's got the bubble.
Yeah.
yeah, fuck.
So it's, again, it's gun.
There was so much action in that third act. That third act was like 40 minutes of like.
I'm telling you, Mike, when you see it again, I think Jimmy went the next day. I went a couple days later. It's one of those movies you're always going to watch it, and it's going to seem like, oh my God, this is better and better. Or you're like, this movie isn't, it isn't as jam-packed as we all. Yes, when it's your first exposure to a new universe, I'm sure
it can
people,
be a lot.
I'm sure they felt the same way with Star Wars, where it was like, well, then this, but the more you watch it, the more you're like, holy fuck, I want more
well,
of this.
Okay,
all right. Oh my God, I need I more
wait.
Of
well,
this.
Well, we got home, Zoe was like, let's watch Peacemaker again.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
That fucking cameo was so great. So
he's
great.
Such a
that
prick.
Claudia looked at me and she was like,
honestly, I think these
like,
guys
I know.
Are just jealous because I'm so jacked.
that's where I cast the first stone. Is
so funny.
I go, all these characters are great, but I don't think there was enough room so that, I said this to Charles
boo.
Before we got here. Hang on. Listen before you boo.
Boo.
I liked Hawk Girl, right? Hawk Girl.
She is hot. I mean, we can say that too.
Last
but
of Us.
Hawk Girl.
Yeah. But I mean, for people who are outsiders, for people who aren't going to give this another chance on another iteration of it, right, that aren't comic book junkies and aren't people like us, jamming that many characters in for the masses, which is where you make your money, right, mm-hmm. not on your base, I just feel that doesn't justify the character yet. So, like, an end credit sequence that's all them would be fun, and then your next movie is like, okay, we pull away from Terrific, we focus on Hawk Girl, or vice versa, we pull away from Mr. Terrific and focus on Guy, because
Brother.
They're all great in their own sense, but for a first-off movie where the crowds are so harsh these days, including myself,
yeah.
I just go, all right, technically speaking, not story-wise, not entertainment-wise, not all the things that not the full heart that I came out of the theater with, but just as a technical faux pas, I go, it's busy, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be busied. I just want to go along, right? So.
I don't disagree. Could they have done more with Hawk Girl? Yes. But
Hawk.
At the same time,
she
I
was
think
awesome.
You don't,
she was.
You yeah. don't understand how many characters are going to have to introduce to you throughout this universe that
yeah.
it already exists. Isn't going to have origins. That's just not
sure.
something that's going to happen.
I don't need an origin. I just mean let's give them more than a couple moments
you know
and
what?
A few lines. Like Guy and Mr. Terrific.
Well, that's what you're going to be getting, though. Like in these next movies, you're going to be getting characters the same way you get in comic
but
books
the,
where they come in for a minute just to help
yeah.
with a battle or something, and then they're gone.
Because, again, it's Superman. And everything Guy, like, yes, there was a little bit more Terrific in Guy Gardner.
They could have absolutely maybe done more.
Their storylines were completely driven to something associated with Superman. Hawk Girl made it very clear.
Hot?
She's like, I'm not getting involved with this. I agree with Guy Gardner, but at the same time, like,
not my problem.
It's not my problem.
Not
until
my circus,
it,
not my
we're
monkeys.
Sponsored, yeah.
Until it was.
We're
like,
sponsored, that's right.
They're sponsored by Maxwell Lord.
I
how great was it when she killed the president of Israel?
So
I mean,
like,
Moravia.
I love that she did say, too, she's like, well, I'm not Superman. And it was like, that's important.
Did we think
that's
that
important...
those fictitious countries were?
No.
Okay.
So
I'm an absolute.
I was like, I don't think those countries even exist, but what are they playing
I'm
at?
Moravia's
absolute...
older than Israel is. Fictional country, Moravia, has been around longer than Israel.
I'm an absolute fucking idiot. I did not realize until I read a review where someone said they love the movie because Superman saves Palestine.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And it was the second viewing where that ending, I'm like, right, because you have a fucking elite army coming in, and these are just people.
But you maybe viewed
right?
it the way that you're supposed
I
to.
I did, yeah,
where
I really
it's just
did.
Very clearly good and bad.
Yeah, and that's what I saw. And for
right and wrong.
Where did I pull from? I wonder.
But again,
who
and
knows?
Then then it goes back to me saying, if Gunn made a movie, what if Superman came into our world right now?
That's what he would do.
What would Superman probably do?
What are the two wars right now that
that's
need to be stopped?
I love...
Well, there's more than two, but...
It made me a little nervous. I did tell Jimmy, it made me a little nervous the first time I watched when Superman was getting really heated with Lois. There was a moment there I was like, I don't know if this is what Superman would do. But again, it's the humanity part of it, looking at it more like
he
that.
He sees it, yeah.
But
people
he's
are going to die.
Exactly, and when you hear the... actual like
that's what he's passionate about,
yeah, and you hear that actual like sadness in him when the idea of people dying and no one understanding like people were going to die, like he just doesn't understand why no one can see it from his point of view, like,
exactly
why do I need to talk to the president when people are going to die, we clearly
there's
don't
no time for this
die.
Yeah
right. I don't need red tape,
Yeah, exactly. I'm Superman.
And she's Superman. Like,
she's like, you tortured the president. He's like, I'm a cactus with like needles like this long. Yeah. Right? Like,
I can smell him
when he's pissed. Which at that point you go, okay, there's a little bit of a dark side to this guy.
Like, well, I get where like Lois is coming from.
He's for justice by no matter means, but his compass has to weigh heavy.
He's got
to
do something
in that direction for him to pull the trigger.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, it's a cactus.
Did he live?
Hawk Girl dropped him to his death. That's true. Okay, like, yeah.
I like, also that's really the Russian that's always the bad Russian in all Russian
it's
movies.
It's Trump without the hairpiece. That's
yeah,
what
exactly.
I saw that guy.
Well,
like,
he was in the Triangle of Sadness, too.
Yeah, that's where he's from,
wow.
I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, this guy's hilarious.
Mike. Yeah.
Did you recognize him?
Yes,
did
I did.
Good for you.
So funny.
He's also from, what was the John Cusack
that's
in the World
a pull
movie?
He's really
half.
Fucking funny.
Oh, 2012.
He's also the Russian in 2012.
Oh, wow. My God.
The guy on the plane going to Russia.
Oh, my God.
Look at you
so
go.
Funny.
Yeah.
He's good. I like him. That was fun.
Mike's a president of Barovia, Sam. That was
his favorite character was the Hammer of Barovia.
Hammer.
That was his favorite character.
Hated when he became the clone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they ruined Barovia.
Hated when he was Ultraman. Should have stayed as Hammer of Barovia.
Well, okay, yeah. Let's not bury the lead. I mean, you end up with a Superman Weapon X at the end of this movie.
That was pretty cool. Bizarro. They're setting up Bizarro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So do you know about Bizarro,
Mike?
No,
no, teach me.
So Bizarro is the like opposite universe Superman. Like he's a stupid zombie Superman, but he thinks he's Superman, so he tries to do all the good Superman things, but ends up really fucking them up most of the time.
Yeah.
So that's what people think Ultraman is going to become after he gets sent into that black hole.
Yeah.
Because what's the rule for movies? If you don't see him die, they aren't dead.
Also,
thank you, horror.
Yes.
You had Mr. Terrific explain what the plasma river did, and we saw Superman in it.
Go
just
in
fine.
It. Yeah. He's so
Ultraman
can live through that.
Yeah. I don't think
a
black hole broke
through
him.
It at one point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and what's and
that's I don't even know if that's a theory, but it's what people have been saying could happen.
I saw it on TikTok.
Gunn is not an idiot. He also had a very specific dialogue with Lex Luthor saying, somehow he's even dumber than you are.
That's
Bizarro.
Bizarro.
Yeah, that's Bizarro. So, and when you see him going into the black hole, I looked at Jimmy right away. I'm like,
he's
definitely not dead.
You didn't
see
him die.
You're going to see him transform because Bizarro gets like scary looking.
Yeah.
I was waiting a very fucking long time. I was like, where's Brother Gunn?
And he
Where's
also
Brother Gunn, and then all of a sudden, Brother Gunn's Max.
The only thing
that
we can agree about is that Lex Luthor sucks.
Yeah, that was great. I love you know what? It's cool to see him in a role too, where he's obviously Maxwell Lord's going to have a we're going to see more of
Maxwell Lord.
Him.
Give us the stone.
Oh yeah, that was Pedro Pascal that played that version, right? Jeez,
you are in grave danger.
Yeah,
Kal-El, no.
You know what it is? Gal is clearly you look great. You look great.
Beautiful, beautiful person.
You look great.
Somebody said, "Call me Gal Gadot because I don't know how to act right now."
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, and the fan pick for Wonder Woman is
Gentlemanly
Warfare.
Yes.
And she's great. She can act.
No, actually, I know who you're thinking.
No, but that's who they're pulling for. She was in Don't Blink Twice, too.
Yeah.
That's not her, though.
No,
that's
not
her.
No. That's the one that they're favoring right now. Gunn even made a statement about her.
Ooh.
He's like, I think she's fantastic.
Because I heard that they're not rushing it, but they're pushing it to be the next.
Fans are pushing her.
Hang on. Let me
get this straight. Mean Wonder Woman as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
It's Adria Arjona that they're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, the gentleman.
Yeah, that's. Oh, it's Gia Rod. No, it's another.
That'd be crazy.
They
have
Michelle
a similar
Rodriguez.
Look. They have a very similar.
They have a very similar.
Michelle Rodriguez.
And Mila Jovovich.
She was also in Three Body Problem.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
Is that that's the TV show, right?
The Netflix show. Yeah.
Based on a comic or something.
It's based on
a
Chinese
graphic novel.
Right.
That's what it is. And I think the Game of
Isa
Thrones
Gonzalez
guy
is who we are confusing.
She's in Ungentlemanly Warfare.
She's in Ungentlemanly
Warfare.
But
I'm talking about, I guess, so the one I'm. But the one.
Arjona is who you're talking about.
She's in Don't Blink.
She's in
Twice.
Don't Blink Twice.
Okay, so it's
she
her.
Is the perfect Wonder Woman.
She looks great and she can act.
But
like,
it's,
she's
yeah,
a good actress.
It's not just about does she look like Wonder Woman.
Yeah, yeah,
can
yeah.
she pull it off? Because we saw what happens when you just look like Wonder Woman.
I am. Yeah, we saw how what
we
you look
saw
like
how that goes.
Act,
well,
sure.
I don't mean to be a dick, but like it's the same thing with Superman. Anybody can do the get into shape and look Superman.
Yeah, exactly.
But you got to be able to play Superman, right? So it's kind of the same thing with Wonder Woman. Like I'm sure any actress with the Determination will look like Wonder Woman and will really make us go, wow, but there's depth to these characters that needs to be captivated. And I'm sorry, Gal. But...
You know your eye line. You need to know how to commit to a fucking character. You need to research character. I mean, I don't know how I can love Gal Gadot because there's Fast and the Furious. What else is there?
Enough champagne to fill the Nile.
Red Notice?
Okay.
Don't talk about that.
I think
movie.
That's that one, though, with, what is it, The Rock and Ryan Reynolds?
But
I
we'll never really
yeah,
know.
She, yeah, Red Notice, yeah, yeah.
Again, she's the kind of beauty that she talks and a guy would go, you're great, and has no idea what's
yeah,
going
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
you're great.
Cool. I'll eat anything. Right.
But seeing like movies of that, it's like, oh, no, we need more.
And yeah. The first Wonder Woman was great.
Yeah, first Wonder Woman I liked, I enjoyed.
So much pop.
I don't think she had anything to do with that.
Even Wonder Woman in Justice League, like, he has one scene and it's Batman confessing he wants to bang her.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, shocker. Like, okay, I don't think you needed the truth.
What does
of
she
Lasso
do in The Flash with the lasso? Doesn't she?
Oh, that's what it is. Is it the Flash?
Yeah.
Yeah, Batman has a cool scene and then she just saves a dude from going into the river.
Costumes. Yep. What did we think of the costume?
Oh, everybody looks fantastic.
Everybody
looks
like their comic book.
Did they look a little tight? Maybe.
I didn't realize until he pointed to that it was the Justice Gang that they were all wearing
variation
of.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
That whole bit, the ongoing bit of the bad name, the Justice Gang.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and how what's-his-face gets in at the end?
Metamorpho.
Metamorpho. Yeah.
That's a cool name.
That's a great
you're
name.
In. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was funny.
Right.
His character wasn't utilized enough as well, I think. Like, Shauna also pointed out, they were like, this guy's really cool. But she said it was like he was in a cage with him, and then all of a sudden they were on the same side. Like, there wasn't enough.
He saved Joey.
He saved Joey, and then
he saved baby Joey.
And then he saved Israel at the end, too.
That's right.
So,
no, he saved Palestine.
I thought, is Joey... Oh, sorry, Palestine, yeah. Is Joey, I thought, is going to be Martian Manhunter? He just gave me that
vibe. I got Martian Manhunter
vibes, too.
He gave
me that vibe. I was like, but I don't think we want to watch this thing grow over 20 years. So.
I don't know. Martian Manhunter is from Mars.
Yeah, okay, so, okay. Okay.
And that's also like a Groot kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like a little toy.
Again, it's the idea that and it was there also too. Superman's in a plasma river and holding a baby up while getting the people trying to fight him.
That's
like, Superman is awesome. Superman fights for
I thought No-Ho Hank was fantastic.
No-Ho Hank. Bowie. Yeah.
I thought he was great, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love Metamorpho as a character too, and he's typically a Superman villain, so it's nice to have him on the other side, I think.
It's a good point. It was, and he kind of started as a villain, but again, because everyone's under Lex's control, right?
Exactly. So it's pretty easy to go, oh, Lex is the bad guy.
Yeah. I also love that he made a fusion. Yeah, he just made a sudden fusion explosion, and you can hear. I like that you can hear Superman's bones like regenerating, like even when he's like sunblasted at the beginning, you can hear like, oh, his spleen is forming again, and you can hear these pops that would make sense after what they said happened. That was really neat. It's a nice touch.
When he explodes with the acid,
yeah,
he's just a
I love that.
Flying around.
What are you gonna do? Spray us? He's like, yeah, with acid, and then they're like, oh, like freaking. It's like, yeah, you idiot.
So
I love that not all of these heroes have the no kill. Rule that Superman and Batman.
I thought that
have.
Was because again, that's what sets Superman.
Oh,
apart.
They'll kill you.
Yeah, like you know what I mean. Like when Hawk Girl did what she did, I was also like, and I could see that being a talk that Superman has, like
but
a dad.
She's 2,000 years old,
right?
She's seen many a dictator die.
I was gonna say she's seen humanity in its worst.
She's
phases
seen society
ever.
Collapse right. dozens of times.
I really liked her. I love that the screeching was like part of her, and the way they filmed it, it's like her face is closed up on the camera.
That shot
is
really
so cool.
That's the thing. Like I'm down for the character.
You'll get more, Mike. I promise.
But that's what it is. If the movie ended where you're like, I want more. I'm like, then he did his
job.
That's
a good thing.
Yeah.
You want the next issue.
100% agree.
You want the next issue of that comic. If you read a comic and you're like, oh, it continues, I don't care.
Well, and
it's
I'll
not
tell
good.
You, there's a big push to get the Hawkman from Black Adam back.
I was reading about that. Yeah, I was reading about that.
Huge, and you know, it doesn't mean anything. It's
he was cool,
big
though.
Online talk.
He was good though. I liked him.
He was awesome.
The little surprises that we all got were insane. As in, like Bradley Cooper as
Jor-El or Jor-El.
Jor-El, thank you.
Yeah, that was great to start it with. I was like, oh, holy shit. That's how I knew, all right, we're going to see some fun things today.
Yeah, yeah, that, right, because that's right at the beginning. Yep.
I looked at you, we looked at each other, and we were like, oh, this is going to be
holy
great.
Holy shit, yeah.
Then you ended up with Michael Rooker and Pom Klementyf with voicing the robot.
Yeah.
Michael Rosenbaum.
Michael Rosenbaum is
one of the Raptor guards.
And then Alan Tudyk was Gary.
Yeah.
Right? Like you.
That was a nice touch at the end. He was
well, you know what's nice?
Four's a name, and he's like, but so is Gary.
And you know what's nice that he does? He just calls him Gary.
Yeah, he's like, that would be great, Gary. And you have that nice little, oh, fuck Superman.
Just calls him
You're
by the
so
name
good.
That he wants him to call him
You're
by.
So
look how easy
good.
That is. Who fucking knew?
Okay, we got to get into crypto. We got to get into crypto. As a huge dog lover, fuck me, was that great. It was great. I loved crypto.
They opened with crypto.
Yep. Like, and I thought that was smart. Because if you establish that this Superman has a dog right away.
Not even a dog that he wants. A dog that he's taking care of.
It's
for
kind
who?
Of a foster.
And we don't even
for
know. For Supergirl.
And the way he does that, he's like, it's kind of a foster situation. I don't.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's all we leave it at until the end.
And his
and
dialogue.
I don't remember asking any questions about it or thinking, oh, that's weird.
No.
His I just thought.
I loved his dialogue, too, when he's like, she's like, you're going after a dog. Yeah, and he's not a very good one, but he's out there and he's alone and probably afraid. It's like, oh, God. And again, whenever he needed crypto, crypto was there.
That's right.
Why he whistles. That's why he knows. It's a loyal dog. It's a man's best friend, man. He knew.
That whistle, I believe, is one of the notes in the intro. Like it's like an A or a B or a C.
It's dope.
Like it's one in,
it's
in
so one of those notes.
It's one of those
so
notes.
Cool.
Because when
so...
he even when he's fighting with Ultraman and he says, "I'm really sorry about this," and he whistles.
Yeah, yeah.
Because crypto's gonna come.
Crypto's gonna
ass
fuck
up.
You up. Yeah. And again, it was so.
Oh, that's funny.
And it's funny that Crypto's just a dog too. Like even Lex, he's like, "How do you keep a super dog busy with super squirrels?"
Yeah,
right.
I love
and he's
that.
Like, and it, right, and it's like, fuck,
it's just
yeah.
him on a wheel. Right?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Just like I'm good here.
And then even at the end when he needs help for Ultraman, he whistles and he's in a fucking pet store eating all the treats. And he's just like, oh. My
no, I guess I'll go.
It's ultra Shakespearean because whenever there was a dog in a Shakespearean play, you knew that genre comedy instantly.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
A dog is playful. A
it
dog
is
silly. A dog,
right, right.
A dog is something that we all aspire to either
Henry
have
Cavill,
or Henry
Cavill, Superman doesn't have a dog.
No.
And you know what's so funny again? Because I think I just got... Oh. Superman. I just
that's,
got
that's Shauna vacuuming, I believe. Listener
it's a
didn't
cool,
hear that,
it's
but
a
we
cool
all
back
we all thought there was a there
yeah,
was, it was like the Matrix and a fucking drill
is
was
the house
coming
lifting
into the,
up.
Yeah, it was pump jacking today. Go on.
I just love the just the subtlety of still it is a dog and it's not a bad dog. It just doesn't have training, so it eats Mr. Terrific's cameras and
T-spheres
and
they're
T-spheres,
expensive.
Right?
T-spheres.
Circles are two side or one sided. Gets so mad about that.
He's right.
He is. But it's, you know, what's funny is like, I didn't even think how the fuck I thought it was like in, I guess Ultraman's like eyes or something, how Luther was seeing him. And then it was like, oh yeah, there
he's
must be
lamb,
cameras.
Right?
Yeah.
There must be cameras floating around. And then it wasn't until he was like, Crypto, get the toys. And I was like, right. Right, because
you can say, why doesn't Superman just take out the cameras? Because he's fucking fighting Ultraman. What are
you
talking about?
And he never has a chance, right? That's the thing.
He's pretty busy.
Yeah.
Listener, if you didn't know, that was also James Gunn's puppy.
Yeah.
Ozo.
Not a very good dog.
Yeah.
Very good dog. But
and did you see, I love the footage that he shows. He's showing the test footage of Crypto, and his dog is barking at the screen, running back and forth. It's so funny.
I think we have our Crypto, ladies and gentlemen.
I like that, again, Crypto knew... Crypto again, because just dogs are so goddamn lovable, knew that Lois is like, oh, you might be my new temp foster mommy, hops right on her lap when she's trying to, she's like, dog, get off.
It's
she doesn't
intuitive.
Know what to do. Yeah, it doesn't know, dog, get off. Dog, please. Yeah.
Oh, and fucking Beck Bennett.
Oh, God.
Steve Lombard. Steve
Why
Lombard.
Don't I have a seat?
Why don't I have a seat?
Fuck. It's like total SNL. Like, yeah. He was really funny, and he's kind of the bully. Like, he's shitting all over Clark.
Yeah, that's Steve.
In the first, yeah, like, he's the little bit of the bully, and it
everyone
was funny.
In the Daily Planet was great. Perry White, everybody.
Yeah, you know, like, they, and again, yeah, not in it a lot.
That's Bunk from The Wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I wanted
that's not him.
I know. But, it feels
but
right.
It feels right, nonetheless.
I'm on a bad roll
it's
right
okay.
now today.
It's okay.
Jesus.
I had to ask you for Marlon Brando's name. It's okay.
No, I think, like, again, and my dad, so I took, the second time I went, I took my parents and my nephews didn't really, they're 10 and 7, so they don't really...
Yeah. They don't have anything.
They didn't watch Man of Steel, let's say. That wasn't their Superman for them
what
to
the
watch.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that wasn't definitely the Superman for them to watch. So this was their real first exposure with Superman, and they loved it. And even my dad...
This should be their first exposure
to that's
Superman.
What I said. I was like, you know, I'm...
This is for them. Like,
it's, yeah,
that's
it's their,
it.
This is their Christopher Reeve. This is their Christopher
exactly.
Reeve Superman.
Cornsweet's going to be their Superman forever.
Dude, and he's so good.
And he's so
just born,
good.
He's just born to play the role.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
well, and those Supermans did well.
Yeah.
Like, the one and two did really well. Three, Richard Pryor.
Well, let's just say that by four, Christopher Reeve was, what, a writer?
Yeah.
He was, like, what I'm saying is he made that character so iconic for that he was getting creative control. I don't think they should, but what I'm saying is I can see Cornsweet doing the legacy of Superman for a long
Agreed.
Time.
Agreed.
Oh,
for a very long time.
Yeah.
And he should. He is Superman. He clearly... Just like people are supposed to when they play the new Bond, you got to take it serious. You got to be
this
true to
it.
The character.
Yeah.
And
this is a big deal
well,
for
I
a
mean,
lot of people.
I think Henry Cavill gave him the best advice, which is I'm not going to tell you anything.
Yeah.
Just good for you that you got it.
Figure out what it means to
you. Don't
need
me.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not the Superman to give you advice. I didn't get a good Superman. Like,
no.
I wasn't treated well as Superman. He wasn't.
No, he wasn't. Just, like, these guys can talk about it as much as they want and say how much they loved it.
Yeah.
People didn't.
Yeah, and, like, at the end of the day, I'm sorry. Like, I love, for me, like, one of the hardest things to swallow with Man of Steel, I got what they were doing, but I wanted Injustice because Superman did let people die.
He did.
He let half his city, if not all of it, get into a crater.
Batman says
That's
it.
Not
he says,
something...
like, a million people or something.
Yeah,
not
right.
a million, but something like that.
So, if anything, it was more Man of Steel was made to give Frank Miller's Batman a reason of anything.
Then we get Richson.
Right. Right. So then just go into Injustice. Like, why not give us, like, so what I like with Gunn is...
Because that's hard to pitch.
Yeah, I get, well,
I think
now...
that whole story is just hard to pitch.
Yeah. But Gunn, what he is doing, also the brilliance of doing a Star Wars kind of attempt, which is, if you look at A New Hope, we're getting dropped in a world. That's why you need a Skrull.
Yeah.
To just give us a little
exactly.
bit.
It,
let's right? just cut the red. Let's cut through the pearls.
Yeah.
Let's cut through the planet. Let's
yeah.
cut through the alien ship.
Yeah.
Let's get to the story
that how many
made
times,
Superman so good.
Yeah. Like, how many times do we need
we
to
know.
See a baby
We've
Wheeler?
We know.
Yeah. It's the same thing when he said, how many times do we need to see Batman's parents get murdered?
Exactly.
I don't
we
need a flashback sequence even.
Yeah.
We all
I agree.
Get it.
Yeah. I agree.
And credit to Snyder. He showed us Batman's origin, but it was like that.
Yeah. It was a good idea that if you have
in
to
the intro.
Well, opening
he had,
credits.
He had 4 hours.
Opening
so I mean.
Credits.
Fucking, yeah, he had four fucking hours to do it. You're right.
So opening credits, fine. Like, if you have to do it. Even with this, like, I like that you have Gary basically being like, oh, yeah, when the ship came, part of the message was damaged. Blah,
we
blah,
don't
blah.
Know.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's it, right? Like, you don't need... I don't even know where the ship is. Like, I don't need any of that shit.
Well, can we talk about that? What do you think about Gunn's decision to make Jor-El?
Oh, yes.
Or at least right now, make him look like... Because I think this could be something that was done by Zod. I think it's very possible.
I thought it was
I don't
something...
think the tape is fake, but I think maybe they were pressured to say that by Zod.
Okay, so what you think, and I like this because it's already in my head, in if they ever go back to when that message was made... All we see is the two of them making the message.
Exactly.
Off camera is a bunch of guns, and Zod has them captured.
That's what I'm thinking.
And forced them to make that statement.
Because Jor-El's been evil in the comics before. It wouldn't be anything new.
No.
But
no.
I think Gunn's got more planned for this than we think.
I was telling Jimmy.
It's also a waste of Bradley Cooper.
It's also a waste of Bradley Cooper.
I was telling Jimmy, too, even if they don't, I understand, like, in a way. I kind of like what Gunn is doing because we
it's
don't.
It's different.
We can't have another Zod. We literally had Zod and
Christopher right.
Reeve. We had Zod.
No,
and
you're right.
We can't have another Zod. So what if instead of this idea of having another Zod, it was just thinking about it, superior beings dying and having a last hope. Wouldn't they want some sort of
spread
colonization?
Spread our seed, son.
They would probably want some sort of colonization.
Collect a harem.
Right.
We need to cross-pollinate
right?
with these humans.
And the idea of saying go to Earth because they're a simpler, primitive kind of. Yeah, that makes kind of fucking sense.
I would.
Right? Like, it so
but
I didn't hate it. I didn't
would
hate it.
Superman come like Hancock?
Oh, yeah, right. Right, right. right.
Would he kill Lois Lane?
Right.
we just
to,
don't
shout
know.
Shout out to Kevin Smith.
We just don't
but
know.
But I mean, like.
I have a problem, though, with one thing. I did laugh out loud. I was like, could we have not chosen a harem? We have just stayed away from this weird thing of like multiple wives.
People keep saying,
"Well,
it.
That's
why
what Fox News would do." Yeah.
I know, but like, I mean, polygamy—it doesn't taste
that's
well, even
in
a, like it. It was.
You know what I thought though? Invincible. I was like, a Vultramite would say exactly this.
I thought the same thing.
Fuck all the races you can. Make hybrid Vultramites and just
and
as
we'll
long
rule this planet.
As you keep Vultramites alive, we'll fuck
just
shit
keep
up.
Vultramiting.
Right, because that is also in the comic book as well. Superman does have a son, and he is super powered.
Yep.
He
has him and Lex have a son.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Lex Luthor makes Superboy out of Superman's DNA.
Oh, god damn it, and he would!
So technically, they have a child together.
All right, wow.
Well, he needs a turkey baster.
I love what Superman said. So that he's like, you know, your obsession with me is getting really,
really
creepy.
It gets creepier!
Yeah, I was like, you want to fuck me?
he kind of does,
I
but that's
be
what he says.
I want to be in you without being in you, Superman.
That's what drives Lex, and it always has. He's always wanted to be Superman, and he can't, and the people don't love
him. It's the big brother, little brother relationship that you can never get
but
to.
I love that line where he's like, I can't accept that. You know, like, all of his dialogue is fucking wicked.
His dialogue is dictatorish. His dialogue is maniacal. It's driven. It's insane. It's a broken
mind.
He's a madman. Yeah, exactly.
He's on Showalter's show.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that was
Michael Ian Black.
Oh, that's Michael Ian Black when he's
Michael
on,
Showalter.
Yeah, I thought it was.
It could have been
Michael Ian Black when he's on his show. The way that he caters to get people on his side, he's like, "You seem worked up, Lex," and he's like, "I'm afraid." I'm really afraid.
He gives them politician hand.
Well, yeah, and he's also telling them, and you should be afraid. If I'm afraid, you got to be afraid. And
this Luther would have a lot in common with Matt Reeves's Riddler.
Totally.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Like,
for sure.
You have an incel. You have
I think Luther would despise him.
I think
probably
he would despise the way that he goes about the theatrics of it all.
Ugh.
Yeah,
I don't think
Planet Watch.
Stop with the riddles.
Their direction might
stop
be different,
with the
but
riddles.
Their endgame is the same.
I didn't even think of, like, there's going to be a Riddler. Someone's going to play Riddler
in this universe
at some point.
So, and that's another thing that's
Penguin?
I don't know.
That's another thing that's interesting too. Is starting Batman with Brave and the Bold. It's more telling a story from Robin's perspective of Batman.
Right.
That's really cool.
We're going to see these villains, but maybe villains that have already existed.
That's what I mean, right? And like
Clayface.
Yeah. And
the
fact that Gunn said
Flanagan's going to be so good.
And he said it's a rated R horror. Like, that's
Mr.
the thing
Freeze.
That I love that Gunn is saying is he's like, none of these movies are going to have the same. Like, Superman isn't setting the tone for all of them.
Right.
No. This is just Superman's tone. But, like, Batman's movie is obviously going to be a little bit darker.
But they still call him a bitch.
That's right. They'll still be
they don't adhere to his rules of the movie.
Because that's Superman's job.
Right.
It's one of the crayons in the box.
That's exactly
it.
Right. Yeah. And even and
let's
it was
paint this with hope.
That's
today.
A great way to put that.
It was also really beautifully done. Like, I kept telling Jimmy, I think if anything, maybe Supergirl, something of Supergirl will be an after credit scene. The fact that she's the ending of the movie
was perfect.
And again, and beautiful dialogue. It shows how Supergirl is a polar opposite of Superman. She's going to planets with red sun so she can get fucking wasted.
So,
and she's a mess. And I'm looking after her dog.
Yeah, she's an angry idiot teen right
she's
now.
She's going
on a
bender
a comic,
so I can look after
her
dog.
There's a comic where she turns 21 and starts doing, like, and does the things that she's doing. So that's my theory is that Millie Alcock just turned 21 and is going and partying around the globe.
And she's like, I need you to watch my dog while I go find myself.
Oh,
really
my
go
God.
Hard.
Yeah, she's on, like, an Eat, Pray, Love interplanetary.
There's a comic where she snorts red kryptonite and fights Darkseid.
Oh, that's awesome.
If they put that anywhere in this, I'd be so happy.
Gunn just said in an interview, he said that she's a mess. Like, he's like, when we're seeing her, she's a mess. And he
look
said,
out.
Hormonal
her,
partying.
Her story is an intergalactic journey.
Sick. Lobo.
Yes. So it makes sense with Lobo. And also, originally this movie was called Woman of Tomorrow,
but
which
they don't
is
need
a
it.
Very famous comic.
Yeah.
About that. She befriends, apparently it's a revenge, I haven't read it yet. It's a story of revenge. She befriends an intergalactic, like, alien. That
and they
is
party!
Like, and they party and bond together, and she's like, a Thanos came and fucked my life up, well, let's go find this dude. And
it's Lobo.
And I'm like, that's so cool. That's so cool. Like, very different from Superbad.
I'm still gonna stick, even though
boo.
We had this conversation.
Boo.
I'm still sticking with a 3 out of 5, but that is a overall score. That is not a score. Like, if you want me to rate it as just a fun movie, it's a 5 out of 5. Was I entertained? Yes. Did I have fun? Did it make me smile? Did it bring joy to my heart? Like, all of those
sounds
things.
Sounds like it's a 4 out of 5 now.
Sounds like it's a 4 out of 5, really.
It's
3.8.
Your only issue, the only issue that I heard you say was that you wish you had more.
Yeah.
I felt I had too much, so it made
but wanted more of Hawk Girl.
hot girl.
But I wanted more.
Most important question, I think, that we all need to ask at the end of this. Do you want more of this universe?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want more of this Superman?
I'm okay whenever I get it.
Boo. Like
I'm not. I am.
Hates love.
I just
hates hope and love.
I don't. I'm not. I will go to all these movies with you guys, and I will take them in, and I will enjoy them. But
for sure.
You don't get to now.
I don't know. I just don't know if that's what I want right now. I want more of it to see what's happening.
Yeah.
I need a couple more morsels before
I, will
I
say,
make my
brother watch Peacemaker again. It's coming out in August.
Oh, I can't
watch
wait
the first
for it.
Season and you'll
I just
know.
Can't wait for the new title dance.
I think the opening episode is going to be him trying to get into the Justice Gang, cuz the fact that they even tease that is so funny.
But
and
he's a psycho. Like,
he's a psycho.
Let him in.
Well, Superman will definitely not be okay with
no.
it. No. He straight up murders people hard.
He's a psychopath.
Like, yeah, right.
I don't think I need to ask you, both of you are 5 out of 5 for this.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. This was, I'm 10 out of 10, Mike.
Okay.
I'm really excited for, you know what? I remember.
Sorry, it's all letterbox for me now. I'm on.
I was
Mike was 6 out of 10.
I was going back and looking, and I do remember one of the first set photos. We were a little worried because it seemed like the suit was like puffy and whatnot.
It's a test.
But the thing now that I laugh at is the first official photo that they released is him sitting on the couch.
Booting up.
Putting on his boots. He's got the trunks on, and there's shit going on in the background.
It's an interdimensional imp.
Won me. That remember amazing. When that photo came out, I was like,
this
I really like how the Superman looks, and I like that it's not the iconic, it's him putting on his boots.
He's just like you and me.
Right. And that's what Super. And now, knowing that part in the movie is him like,
it's
oh,
so
they
much
got it.
Green Lantern hitting it with a bat.
Yeah. And she even says, she's like, were you just coming in from that? And then he looks and he's like,
oh
no. Yeah, no, they got that. Yeah. Like, and right. Like it's fun to be in a world where Superman is like that. And it's established. And I don't have to give a fuck as much about like, oh, I have to watch this show to like, that's my one still thing with Marvel is like, I'm past the point of trying to watch everything.
Because you're not going to be able
right?
to.
I
no.
can't.
No.
And also, you guys
not
have
at the time
made
of release.
Some shit.
Yeah.
And I have limited time now. I'm not going to waste it on shit, especially a long-ass show.
I'm going to watch Lanterns.
Guys, yeah, right. Like, and that's what I'm excited to is like, Guy Gardner is so funny. How is he with the other Lanterns? And we're going to see that.
It's interesting because so you can kind of tell by his constructs, he's not a creative Lantern at all.
Yeah, right.
Because you can make anything you want.
Right.
He's doing like fucking oven mitts.
Yeah, and a bat.
And lasso.
And a bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
he's not clever. So I'm so interested to see him go with fucking Jon Stewart.
Yeah. And Hal Jordan.
Who actually can think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just going to be so good.
Well, and he said, Nathan Fillion said something really funny. He said, he says more F-words in the Lantern show than he has in his whole career.
That's awesome.
And that is hilarious.
It's going to be True Detective, but with Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
Listener, if you want to come at me in the comments, feel free. It's been an hour of it already, so I'm ready for you. Come at
can
me,
we
bro.
Just, I just, before we go,
yeah.
can we, so next is Peacemaker Season 2.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I think it's Supergirl.
I believe it is
and
Supergirl,
then Clayface.
Yeah. And then Clayface. And
then, that's kind of all we really, and Brave and the Bold?
Brave and the Bold, I think, knowing Gunn, is going to be either filmed next year for 2027.
Right.
Or filmed 2027 for 2028.
Because the studio also wants to push up Wonder Woman. So we'll kind of see what's going to happen, but we know those three for sure.
Yeah, and again, like,
and Lanterns.
Right, and Lanterns is what, next year, I believe.
Yeah.
Their actual plan, if you want to know it, is
that'd be great.
Two movies and a show.
A year, right?
A year.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I can live with that. That doesn't sound like it's going to wear me out at all.
And he's also been saying
every 3 months you'll get something on average.
Sounds good to me.
He also said something like the Superman sequel might not necessarily
be a Superman movie.
Superman sequel.
Yeah.
And it's
it could be someone else's movie, but
we're
going to
see him in
story.
Peacemaker. We're going to see him.
I keep telling Jimmy, I'm
Peacemaker.
Like, I hope he shows up in Peacemaker and I hope he shows up in Lanterns because Peacemaker's made it very clear he does not like Superman. He thinks he's a bitch, Boy Scout. So
but
it would
Peacemaker's
be really funny.
Really insecure.
Yeah, of course.
He's saying these
course.
Things, but
yeah,
he doesn't
yeah.
mean them.
And then Lanterns. He's got to show up in Lanterns. You know what I mean?
That'd
I don't
be...
know. And I'm not saying he has to. I'm just saying if he does,
he
I would love it.
But that's what's going to start happening. We're going to start seeing more side characters come in, and you're not going to get a whole lot of them because it's just a cameo. And isn't that the coolest thing in the world? Like when you see an actor come up in a movie and you didn't expect them.
Yeah.
Isn't that the coolest thing? Bradley Cooper.
I think
I'm just going to say we'll see.
Gunn is going to do it in a way where, okay, if you want to know more about so-and-so, I have a show, but you don't need to see it. Whereas Marvel is still very much like,
although
you
should,
do need to.
Both of you should watch Creature Commandos.
Yeah. Yeah, so and that
you both should finish Creature
Commandos. Live action, again, is season 2 live action?
Well,
then?
You saw Frank Grillo.
Yeah, and what's his face? Alan Tudyk actually plays a character.
He's Clayface.
And yeah, so it'll be cool. It'll be cool to see what they do.
I'm excited, man.
There is some shit we didn't tell you about at the beginning, but we're going to tell you now. August 15th, we are at Movies in the Park.
We're back
in the evening.
We love it.
We're going to be recording. We're going to be doing commentaries. We're going to watch one. We're going to talk about one. We'll let you know. We'll be on stage.
Jimmy's going to see Thunderbolts for the first time.
Yeah,
I'm actually kind of excited.
The new Avengers.
Yeah.
Although I will say you spoke more highly of Thunderbolts than you did of Superman, and I think that's awful.
He regrets it, though, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
New Avengers.
So, yeah, that's Friday, August 15th. We did cancel trivia because it's just the summertime. We're taking trivia for a break.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing. Everybody wants to be at the cabin. They want to be outside. They want to be doing stuff. We totally get it.
They want to watch movies in the park.
They want to watch movies in the park, exactly.
I think we have a lot of time to give you an amazing Star Wars trivia for May.
Yeah.
When you guys are going to, you know.
July.
Hype it up. Hype it up.
Give us some time. It'll be a really good one. So that's back then. Leave a voicemail on anything that you agreed, disagreed, or.
We'll be hanging around for Fringe, too.
We will be. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had a lot of fun.
Fringe is on right now. So we'll.
It was a lot of fun last year. So.
Keep an eye on the socials, and we'll let you know when we're around.
What movie could be a play, and what's the best play that was adapted for a movie? That's going to be the conversation of the
Sweeney
evening.
Sweeney Todd.
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah, you think so?
What movie could be a play that hasn't been?
In Mission Impossible.
There will be blood.
There will. You know what? You're not wrong.
Actually, that's,
I think
that's
probably
really
good. That could be an amazing,
he just throws a milkshake
play
in his face. Milkshake
everywhere, everywhere.
They should make Birdman into a play.
You wanted a musical.
Son of a bitch. Fight Club the play would be
Fight
fun.
Club the play
that would be pretty funny.
Rule number one.
Well, they do a production of Evil Dead, the musical came
and
through.
And it's really good.
It's
fun.
It's a lot of fun.
So,
it's a lot of fun.
You know.
You just got to make the songs make sense to the lines. That's all you got to do.
That's what we'll be talking about at Fringe.
We will be.
We actually had a good turnout last time for people just coming
10,
up and talking.
Just
a lot of passion.
Yeah.
Turns out if you make them mad.
You throw a question at them that gets in the face of their beliefs.
We rage bait.
Do you remember when we had the one guy that thought we were serious and he was being really kind of a jerk, and then when he told them our concept, he was like, okay.
Yeah.
And he got
into it. We love theater.
That was great.
It's okay.
Listen,
You don't have to fight for the theater.
We just want you to talk to us.
Yeah. And he's like,
that easy.
Actually, too, if you could see my play, I was like, oh, fucking hilarious. That was really funny.
Was really funny. I'm Jimmy Olsen, who fucks.
I'm Mutant Toes.
And I'm a punk rocker, yes I am.
That's all the movies, kids.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies.